This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And we're going to talk about the need for foster homes for preteens and teens in the county and some related topics this morning. Marisa Starnes from the Oregon Department of Human Services Child Welfare Division and Megan Borsti, Executive Director of Every Child Douglas County, in this morning. Marisa, first of all, talk about what the needs are with the Oregon Department of Human Services and why are preteens and teens, why are they especially hard to find foster homes for? Get real super close there.
Good morning. So we are working to recruit foster families for ages 9 to 18. Our goal is to have enough resource families that reflect the backgrounds of children in care and communities throughout Oregon. Our main priority is to keep children in the communities and schools in which they come from. And so that's our goal, is just finding the homes. Megan can talk more about the statistics of the children that we have in care. Just right now, we seem to have more kids in care in that age group, so that's why we're here today.
And talk about preteens and teens. Why is that harder?
I'll step in. I would say typically preteens and teens are a little harder because they often come with a little bit more, some more trauma. So having that right person in their community of origin is always so important.
And you mentioned, Marisa mentioned, trying to keep the kids as close to kind of their normal settings as possible. Talk about why that's so important.
School so often is their safe place, their comfort. So it's really important to continue that. Oregon really prioritizes that by providing transportation. But with that, you don't want a youth being on the bus for an hour to transport to their school in Sutherland, and they live in Green. I'm personally a resource parent and have run into that. It works well, but what would work best is having those extra resource homes in Sutherland or in Myrtle Creek or in Yoncalla to provide that close to home for their schools.
And what's the process if somebody's interested in providing a foster home? What do they have to go through?
So we have our certification process. So to get started, you can go to Every Child's website. There's a Connect form there. You can also go to foster.oregon.gov to learn more. It will talk more about the qualifications to be a resource parent. And then once you get connected to me and Megan, we will get you signed up for orientation for the training. It's called RAFT. It's roughly 30 hours. And then we will connect you to a certifier who will meet with you, have home visits, and write a home study, and then you'll be open to be able to take kids.
So 30 hours of training is a lot of time, but obviously it's a big issue.
Yeah.
This is not just some simple task. You've got to find the right people and know that you've got the people that can stick with it.
Absolutely. We want to make sure that the families who are working with us know how to get involved and get the help for the children in their homes. So if they are experiencing more trauma-related behaviors, mental health, we want to make sure that they are comfortable and know exactly where to go so they're not alone. We want to wrap around our resource families and make sure that they feel comfortable with everything they're being asked of.
Now, I understand you guys have kind of coffee house events periodically. Talk about that.
So we can give you information all day long on what to expect, how the foster care system works, but we only have a few moments here. So we meet monthly in order to provide that information. We have our next few upcoming. We actually have one via Zoom on May 1st, and you can get connected with that by sending us a message. If you go to our Facebook, it's Every Child Douglas County. And we can get you connected that way. We have the May 2nd, we will actually be in Starbucks and Sutherland from 11 to 12:30. And then on June 6th, we will be back here in Roseburg, same time, 11 to 12:30 at Cascade Coffee House.
So how did you get involved to being a resource parent and getting involved with Every Child?
So we decided to become resource parents. It's been 6 years ago now. My husband and I began the journey, and we just felt the call and knew how important it was to be a solid home for these children who have gone through, you know, unfortunate things and have a lot of trauma. At that time, the numbers were extremely high in Douglas County. Luckily, with the amazing footwork of ODHS locally, our numbers are much lower. Roughly at Christmas time, there was just over 200 kids in care. So we've made a lot of strides in, you know, the preservations of homes. But we just really felt the call and knew that that was the journey we wanted to take. And then my journey with Every Child began just being on the board and recruiting homes and being that support for upcoming resource parents. And last year I stepped into the role of the executive director.
So obviously you've got a busy schedule.
Yeah.
a lot going on there. Marisa, how did you get involved in working with Department of Human Services?
So I actually began as a caseworker for specifically teenagers, and I did that for about 2 years. And then I moved into certification, began certifying resource families. And then my heart was really into supporting resource parents, getting them involved, and also the retention piece. We want to keep the people who we already have. We appreciate them, and I love being that person to show them and to get our agency and the caseworkers also appreciating them as well. So that's when I stepped into this role in January.
And as you look at these issues, is it tougher in Douglas County, or how do we compare with the rest of the state in terms of the percentage or number of kids that are in foster care?
I think it definitely ranges based on how the sizes of the counties, but I would say that overall, I believe that we are all in this position of trying to recruit homes for the same age group that Douglas County is, which is that preteen to teens.
And did the pandemic complicate your work at all?
I would say during the pandemic, it was definitely harder to get out and recruit, get our faces out there because we weren't able to meet. It was all online, and you can't connect with people as much online as you can in person. So I would say it definitely affected that work a little bit. And thankfully, now that we're towards the end of COVID and we are able to get in person and be back full force.
So, Megan, to wrap up, again, give folks the contact information, how they can get connected with you for Every Child Douglas County.
So you can go to Every Child. The website would be Every Child Douglas, and it's just a quick search there. Or our Facebook page where you can kind of get some information. We have our upcoming events and all of those posted regularly. So that would just be Every Child Douglas County on Facebook.
All right, Megan, Marisa, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:39 at the Morning Report.